Okay, so we have this situation. Let us explain the situation which this Torah is in. Reuven rents out his apartment. Special stipulation in the contract, and spoken out clearly. I'm renting out the apartment, but not the mahsan. You're not supposed to use the mahsan. So? No, it's outside, separate downstairs section. Now, so Reuven rents out his apartment to Shimon with this clause, and Shimon then goes away for Pesach. Right? The renter. Reuven's family from Chutz Lo'aretz is coming for Pesach. And Reuven says, okay, some of you are going to stay in the Mahsan, which is not part of the rental agreement. So he goes to open up the Mahsan and sees it full of stuff, full of contents. Whose contents? Shimon the renter, naughty boy, breaking the clause of the contract. So what does he want to do? And what does he do?
Put it on the street.
He puts it all out on the street and it evaporates into thin air over the course of time. Now, is Reuven liable to Shimon's damage? Shimon comes back and says, hey, what did you do? You thousands of shekels worth of damage. He says, what's the chutzpah? Says Reuven to him, you use the mahsan against the contract. What do you do? So, no, I was wrong. But you were even more wrong. No, I took the law into my own hands. I'm allowed to do this. Is he or not? That's the dinter. So, we have this famous story brought down in the Gemara Baba Metzia. In Daf Kuf Aleph on the base, half the story is here. I'm going to give the introduction story before we read the inside. I was this person who had barrels of wine which he wanted to sell, but in the meantime he needs a place to store it. So he goes to this woman who rents out her place and said, can I rent your place to store it? She said, no, I'm not renting it to you. So the woman said, okay, I'll marry you. So he said, okay. So they get married. Now a husband and wife, I bring my stuff in. So he brings all his barrels of wine in. Okay? He puts all his barrels of wine in. In the middle of the Shemir Brochers, what does he go? He pops out. He goes to the basin and he says, does the following thing. Read number one. Kosev lo gitta. He writes for her a get. And shodile. And he chucks it at her. And in those days, you can divorce your wife against her will. And now she's no longer married. So he's got what he wants. He's rented a, he's got a place to store his wine. So she says, chutzpah. Also, iu agre shuklai minei obey. She went and hired workers, using money from the wine itself by selling some of the, taking some of the wine barrels and selling them and obtaining money. Hired workers with that money. Afge ose bishvile, and they chucked it all into the street. And then his wine disappears. Omar Rafuna, Rav Yehoshua, Rafuna Yehoshua says, who's correct? Kasha Osakein, Yaselo. She's absolutely correct. She does to him, he does to her such an evil act, she can give it back to him. It's more than that. You are a trickster and try to take advantage of situations and halacha to trick me, I can get you back. I can remove the barrels and put it into the streets.
Does this mean she could be magically a dying man? Could she just go and step on the barrels at that point? Not even moving anywhere? Break it off?
I don't want to take out of the Gemara more than it says. We can see simply, you can put it into Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we'll search
further. You said you sold some of them.
She sold some of them to obtain to get it out.
So that'd be a dayan.
Yeah, but she needs just to get it out. Okay. Now, so therefore, let's relate it to our case. So, Chora, what will be the halach in our case? Is our case similar to that or not?
Not as bad.
Not as bad, right?
Because in both cases, you're usher to go into the place that you...
No, actually, in this case, it wasn't...
Oh, right. Well, okay, right. This case, she tricked her. The Gemara's lashon is due to her what he did, due to him what she did to you. So that was docked because of maybe docked that nekuda of the tricking her that would put an extra makbar in him. I think in a regular person, you have to give warning. You have to minimum. You ought to do it, but you have to give warning.
I don't understand. It's better to blatantly go in and kill your property than to trick her.
In terms of his own halam, I'm not saying yes or no. But in terms of harachrayus or Ruben zachrayus, maybe that's different.
So it machlokas over here of the B'nai Chabura. Is it worse or is it better? Is our case worse than this case? Or is our case better than this case? Our case. Where? You rent an apartment with a clause. Do not use the matzan and end up breaking that clause and using it. And then the owner chucks it out. And it gets all destroyed. Is that our case of the Gemara where it says, no, she can do that, so also our own of the pub can do that? Look, Machlokas of the Bei Chabura says, yeah, our case is even worse than the Gemara's case. More of a chutzpah. Because the Gemara's case, you had, at the time you brought in the barrels of wine, you brought it with permission because you're married to her. And still she could chuck it out. But in this case, of our case, the rental contract, I specifically said, no way in. And you did against it. So I could sure chuck it out. That's Max's opinion. But we have the other side of the coin. In a way, who's more of a rotten apple? The case of the Gomorrah or our case?
He should have been thrown into the wine.
So therefore, based on that, we're saying the case of Gomorrah is much worse as far as rotten apple goes, and therefore maybe only in the rotten apple case you can actually take his wine and chuck it in the streets. But in our case, he's not such a rotten apple. Okay, he didn't do... Not correct, but not as bad as that guy. Maybe you can't take such a procedure. Seems to be we've got a case which depends how you look at it. Is it worse or better?
Just to see from Rapuna, he says, as he did, she had the complete right to do the same way. There was no trickery or, yes, it was illegal breach of contract, but...
He brought it in without, you could say, he brought it in without the knowledge of the owner. So I can take it out without the knowledge of the owner. That's, right. If you want to say, the literal translation.
We've seen before that you need to limit the damage you do when you're taking a loan.
We see from this tomorrow or not? Because you're...
This is accepted law.
You're... Okay.
Your assumption may be incorrect.
Could be. At this stage, I'm not worried.
The guy who did the contract might be actually reduced down. Why? Because he knew already when he wrote the contract that he was going to commit that on.
Okay. Yeah, but you agree with your showing us he's not like the guy in the Gemara. He's taking advantage of a woman. Yeah. Okay, so let's analyze, let us look at the Rambam and the Rosh and how they relate to similarly our case. Look at number 2. The Rambam in the Hilchos Siris Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. Beautiful Rambam, he says like this. Somebody takes in his fruit into the house of his friend, Shlomo Data, without the knowledge of the owner. Our case is Yesh the Balabais Limkolo Ma'osa HaPeres. The owner of the house can take that fruit and sell the fruit to acquire some money. could they listen schala phone in order to hire workers? Shemot Samosa, in order that these workers will take out that fruit, Mashikalas and Shok, and chuck it into the streets. Umidas Hasidus. And it's a righteous deed. You're there the based in, just informed based in. Biskaram and Mixas the men Mokamushum Hesha Vetal Balim. So inform Basin and let Basin deal with it to actually hire a place where it can be looked after. But that's Midas Chasidus. Me'ika Hadin, you can do exactly what it says in the Gemara, the woman did to hit that ex-husband of hers. You can do to somebody who brings items into your house without permission, you can do exactly the same. He can, says the Rambam. Yes.
We,
Rambam says that. I can, because this is under my rights. I can do to you what you can do to me. You did to me by taking the stuff in without my knowledge. I take it out without your knowledge.
Make that's fine, take it out, but don't throw it and destroy it.
I didn't destroy it. I just put it into the street and it gets destroyed. It evaporates. Yeah, I did. Yes. Like she did in the Gemara. So the Rambam is saying it's exactly the same as the Gemara. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down the Tshuvas HaRosh and the Rosh says, Yesh Omrim, which is the Rosh, the Sorach Lehodia Techila. The Rosh says, no. When someone brings items into your house without your knowledge, it's not like the case of the Gemara. You have to inform the owner first before you put it out. And if you do put it out after you inform Potter, then you're Potter. Implicit from that if you put it out without informing the owner and it gets damaged, then you are going to be obligated to pay. Machlokas in the Bnei Chabura over here is a machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and the Rosh.
I want to suggest, even though I'm happy to have the Ashkenaz on my side and supporting his side, I want to suggest that this is not really supporting me. That this case is not as bad as our case. Because in this case, there was no specific, you went to someone's Rishus without, you went to someone's area without Rishus, but there was never a clause or a sign or a specific thing.
Okay.
Don't go.
Okay.
In our case, we have. In our case, might be worse than that.
Okay. Okay, I can hear that. We'll get there. It's a good point. We'll get there sometime, hopefully. Okay. Now, okay, we set it up nicely. Rosh Rambam, very good. There's a Gemara, another Gemara, in Baba Kama this time, in Daf Chof Ches. This Gemara seems to be connected. One of these are Rishonim. You all shout out together who it is, it's Gates. Apparently. Says the Gemara. Who does it not fit with? Tar Shema, says the Gemara. Hamamale Chotza Chaber. Kadi Yain Vekadi Shemin. You go ahead and fill up some of these courtyards with bottles of oil and wine. Baal HaKotza, what action can the Baal HaKotza do? Mishaba v'yotza, Mishaba v'nichnas. He's not only allowed to chuck it and remove it into Rishon Shabbos, he can actually go ahead and break it via Dayan as he goes in and out of his Rishon. And that's perfectly good because of the concept of his Inish Dine Tenashe. You can take the law into your own hands. You're using my property without permission. That's it. You're out. How do I get you out? I can break the barrels. I can break the bottles. That's what the Gemara says. Before you ask the question, who does this seem not to fit with?
The Rosh.
The Rosh. Very good. How is the Rosh going to come and explain this Gemara that doesn't conflict with his Pesach that says somebody goes into your house and put stuff in your house? No, you're not allowed to do anything unless you inform him first. Here the Gemara says, you don't need to bother him. You just go ahead and break him. That's fine. Doesn't fit.
It's a different case. This is the person who has a right to get into his house and out of his house. Our case, moving his attitude now. He doesn't need to get out.
Before we get to our case, what's the case of the Rosh? Rosh doesn't mention anything about out of town.
No,
he's in town. He's in town, and still the Rosh says you have to inform him.
That's very clear, because we have a fundamental principle. You have to notify the Beis Din. You have to notify the Rosh. You have to notify the Beis Din before you can act, because there's no permanent damage if you wait and go to the Beis Din.
Ovid in Ishanafshay is a halacha that says I don't care if there's permanent damage. If I'm the dying, I can do it even if it's permanent damage. Now, what do you want to say?
If this case is kada yayin, it could be special din by liquid or by wine specifically that you have this.
Halacha mesia, wine, liquid.
The Baba Matia case is wine, this case is wine.
Okay.
It's smelly.
Okay, it's Purim. It's Purim, yeah. It's called Purim Torah. Yeah, okay, fine. Yes.
What do you say?
You can't get out of house at all. It's just not true. One is bothering him, but not you. May have all pastors in the whole room.
Oh.
This is the name of something.
So you say that...
Rosh is limited.
It's limited. You're limited. Oh, going in and out. Only to getting in and out. Okay, that seems to be the consensus. Let us see what the Taz answers. The Taz says like this. On number three, the Taz says like this. I give you an answer. Lira lefini stati. The Rambam morikan shu sorich lemokim shaperis muluchim shom. The Rambam's talking about that you need the place to use the place. So the Rambam says you can chuck it in the streets just like you can pick and break the bottles of wine and oil in the Gomorrah. You can chuck these barrels, this stuff, this fruit in the street because I need the space. That's the case of the Gomorrah. But if you don't need to use the place, you're not allowed to damage it. Even the Rosh agrees. So what's the Taz suggesting? The Taz is suggesting that there's no machlokas rishonim. They're talking about two different cases. The Rambam's talking about throwing it in the streets because I need the place. Okay, I need it. This is interfering with my use. Out in the streets. That's what the Gemara says. I should go in and out. I need to get in. I need to get out. Okay, smash it. And the Rosh who says that you're not allowed to, you have to inform the owner first, is talking about where you didn't need the place. Don't need the place, you can't just chuck it out. It's in your property, but you don't need to use it. So therefore, don't need to use it, even though it's illegal in your property. You're not allowed to chuck it out without first informing the owner. And therefore, the end of the day, according to the task, no machlokas Rambam Varosh, everyone agrees. They're just talking about different cases, different scenarios. Okay. That's the Taz interpretation. The Ramah, implicit from the Ramah, he said Ramah understood it was a machlokas. But Taz concludes that perhaps there's no machlokas.
What's compelling you Taz to do that?
This Gemara that seems to be connected. This Gemara seems to be connected to the Rosh. The way to work it out.
You can answer the Rosh, but why do you have to twist the Rambam?
It says that, why make a machlokas when you have...
anything about him having to use the place.
Why make a machlokas?
That's the only reason.
Forget, maybe you can medayak from the same Gemara connected the Rambam, like you wanted to say. Yeah. That you can only break it because you need to go in and out. Mashma, that if you don't need to go in and out,
well,
then you can't break it.
Rambam didn't say to break it.
Okay.
He didn't say break it.
Take it out.
Take out is not breaking
okay.
It.
Okay. Fine. But that's the Taz's conclusion.
Okay.
We'll get more clarity. Therefore, let's move. Use this Taz to our case. If you need the place, what's the halacha? Take it out. You don't need the place. Get them full. Okay. Machsan. The guy. Does Reuven, the owner, need the machsan or does not need the machsan?
He does need it.
Does he need the machsan or does not need the machsan? He needs the machsan. He needs the machsan. He needs the machsan. If he needs the machsan, according to the Taz conclusion, what's the halacha?
He knows that he needs the machsam because
of throw it out. You throw it out. You didn't need the machsam, throw it out. According to everybody.
Yeah.
And therefore, is he going to be chayav to pay for the damage?
Not according to
no. Guys. According to this conclusion. Only
not in the case of the woman.
Not if the other option.
Even with the woman.
Because the Gemara said she doesn't need to.
Because that was a special emotional case again.
The Gemara is not emotional.
Okay, I want to answer on the same playing field over here. Not if the other option involves extra tikh. It involves extra tikha. Anything involves extra tikha, I'm not equipped to do. That's according to the Gemara. Fine, doesn't matter. I don't need to do anything that's extra work. Extra work, I don't need to do. Yeah, I don't need to get involved in something that's going to be extra tikkun. Okay. Right. Now. Let us now see how does this fit the Taz's conclusion. Seems a bit problematic from the following Shulchan Aruch. If you look at number 4, Shin Pei Gimel this time. In Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis.
I thought we established that Taz was arguing with the Shulchan Aruch.
No, he's arguing with the Ramah, not the Shulchan Aruch. He's not arguing with everyone. Yeah, he's just suggesting that, yeah, the Rambam is halacha, and maybe the Rosh even agrees. And therefore, everyone is happy over here. Ah, the Ramah had Bashar Rosha. I don't agree with that. But maybe the Rabbah's not. No, no question there. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Gimel, says like this. Reuven Shalokah Kli Shal Shimon. Reuven who takes a Keli of Shimon. V'somach Bo Chavisel Shayayim. Shal Yipo. He says, I need that Keli in order to support my barrel so it shouldn't fall. Ubar Shimon, so comes along Shimon, the owner of the kli. But not the kli, he said, well, the chutzpah, he's using my keli, my chair, to support his barrel. I'm taking my chair away. V'nishmach avisel shayayin, and by doing that, he breaks the barrel of wine. The answer is, the halach is Shimon chayit. He's chayiv because he should have, before taking away his chair, he should have found another item to support the barrel. And since he didn't, he's chayiv.
Even if there's nothing else around?
Why is that true? Why is that true? Somebody took my item illegally. I need to use it. I need to use it, and if I need to use it, what does the Taz say when you need an item and somebody took it illegally? Taz says, you don't have to do any effort at all to help him out. Just take your item and whatever happens, happens. So wherefore, how can the Shulchan Aruch say over here, take the chair away without informing the owner or without replacing the chair, you're going to be chayv. Why are you chayv? What's the difference? Hilcha Shabbos or Gufa is okay, Eric. No, Eric, you're in a difficult position tonight, but let's hear what you've got to say.
According to whether they did something because they needed it, because they didn't need it, because they wanted to do harm, they didn't want to do harm, what the need was. The barabbai can't do something out of spite. He can do something if he's been put in a difficult position and he needs the space, he needs something, and he's been prevented.
So he needs the chair?
tell you, but in Sandy, according to the understanding, it's a possible thing to put something
else out. Yeah, but it involves extra work. It involves extra work. It's possible to sell the barrels. Why choke it in the street? No, Jess, go ahead.
That's a completely big action. Here, the indication is he's going to take him coming and put it there. But the other indication of what he did is, I don't like this, I'm going to teach him a lesson. That's the indication.
He's going to come in the backyard and take the street and be less of a fearful.
Okay. Has anyone got anything else to say besides the backbenchers? Who gets
it? Except for the case of the woman, which is a really different case, where she was harmed under full protection and she was done damage to.
Okay. I agree in theory, not in practice. It's a very hard thing to put in practice because it's very... up to me, the Zion, to decide whether how much of a need it is. That's too much of.
What the
results in all the cases are the same. The guy gets damaged. That's the results. Sometimes Muslim, sometimes also. What's going on? So, anyone got clarity here?
Well, you're hearing.
By the way, it also seems that.
Here he's being logic.
Shmuel wants to say something.
You can get your clean back and put something. What you need to accomplish is getting your clean. So you can get your clean back if you put something else in the place. To have your space, to have your matzah, the only way to get your matzah is by clearing it out. That's going to be the problem. That's what I was saying. You want to use your matzah. You can remove the barrels. It's
yes.
You get your clean. There's something else that first. There's something else in its place, and you're still getting your clean. So put another clean there.
You set the gun up and put it in a safe place, and you'll have to do it.
There's a barrel in my way, in the path. The Gemara says you can step on it, break it as you're going out. Why? You can get the same use for just nudging it to the side. Don't have to step on it. Don't have to. You don't have to nudge it aside. Why? Because it involves tich. So anytime it involves extra effort, you don't need to. Even although you can easily get the place by pushing to the side. So therefore, what's the difference between that case of the Gemara, of the Kadiyah and Kadiyashem stepping on it, and the case of the chair where you say, well, you take the chair away, now you're going to be quiet. What's the difference? I allow you to speak to that.
Doesn't say there was no other way for him to sit down. But when you're going in and out of your house,
okay.
So the Lashon itself would suggest that maybe here the need wasn't so great, like Eric said. And therefore,
Hey, akin to Terence, not the best Terence. Okay.
No, because the Ramban has nothing to do with going in and out. And he's saying the Ramban may agree.
Yeah, fine. Okay. So.
Aren't you damaging something else besides the specific thing? In other words, the barrels are causing the problem. You can damage them and break them. Here you're taking your clean back, and you're causing damage to like an innocent...
The innocent bison. No, I don't think it's
innocent.
Okay, we move.
We also don't know where this is going.
We move on. A lot of speculation is going on at the moment. We move on. We move on. A lot of speculation. Let's move on to the next shayla and answer everything up. Maita shahoya kachoy. Reuven lives next to Shimon. In Reuven's garden, there's a big tree. Big tree. Lots of snow. What happens when snow falls on a tree?
Breaks.
Okay, it gets very heavy and is a worry that's going to break and fall.
Did we have this case?
Different scenario. It fell down. This happens not just by one person. The tree fell down. after Reuven warned Shimon that you have to do something about it, he didn't, and it falls down.
Well, who has the tree?
Shimon has the tree, and Reuven warns Shimon about the tree that's in danger, and it falls down into Reuven's backyard. So, besides the destroying facts, which we discuss another time, he now requests, remove your tree. Your tree is in my backyard. Remove it, please. Shimon says, it's no longer my tree.
It must be the same Shimon that rented the house.
What's the halakha in such a case? Let us look at number 5. The Gemara and Bar Mitzvah. Back to Bar Mitzvah. Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. At the end, nearly. Mi shahoya kosto somach legiga ginas chavera v'nofel. Somebody has a wall next to somebody's garden, and that wall falls into the garden. V'omelo, and the owner of the garden says, Hona avanecha, take out all your stones. V'omelo, and the owner of the wall says, Hegicha, it's your wall now, it's no longer mine. Ein shomin lo. We do not listen to such a claim. He still has to remove his stones. Okay. So Tosas asked the question. Your question and our question.
Sure.
Next Tosas. Afagab to mapkin nizokiv achta nefilas onus. Omino pekam lechay sakata bottom. We learnt in the earlier section of Baba Kama, that if my barrel breaks in Rishus HaRabim, and now it's a danger to society, we learn that the owner of the barrel can just say, well, it's no longer mine. And he's not mechuyev to remove it now, because he's no longer the owner. So Tosfos asks a question, I don't understand. What's the difference? Your barrel falls into a place where it's danger, and you say, I'm no longer the owner, you're off the hook. The wall falls into somebody's garden, and you say, I'm no longer the owner. Ah, we don't listen to you. You still have to remove the wall. What's the difference?
It doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter if you're the owner anymore. The damage was done while you still owned it. So you have to fix the damage.
What damage were you
the
talking
about? The damage is I have all these rocks here.
Why is that damage?
Because I don't want rocks in my garden.
Ah.
Hey, speak up.
You spoke up, you even heard.
No.
Yes.
Sit over here.
I'm going to send your lap again.
Are you kidding me? He hasn't sat in my lap yet.
So that is one of the answers which we'll repeat in a second, that Tosas gives. What's the other answer? Let's read Tosas. He says two possible tzurutzim, and if you didn't hear it, we're going to repeat them. Okay? Tosas. Arosh, over there, says two tzurutzim. Number 6. Sha'ani Hocha. Our case, we don't listen to you when you say take the it's your stones. Why? He doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean to give up ownership. He doesn't mean to mafke the stones. It's still his. He doesn't mean his words. If he meant it, he does not need to remove the stones because he's no longer the owner. But he did not mean it, and he's still the owner. That's the first Tosfos, Rosh. Yeah, we see. Okay, that's the Umtana. Number 2. Base. 6th base, the Tosfos Rosh says the second Tosfos. Your Tosfos. Velinira. Delo kasha klum. Dahasan lo osa hezik b'shas tefila. When your barrel fell in the Rishus HaRabim, it didn't damage yet. It's a potential damage. Since it hasn't yet damaged, you can say, I'm no longer the owner, and therefore I don't have to now look after the potential damage. That's the case for barrel in Rishus HaRabim, where now you release your ownership, you're no longer responsible. Therefore, you're going to be potter. Avahocha v'shas nefila. But here with the wall, at the time when the wall fell, oser hezek, it's already damaged. Because now the garden is filled up with stones and rocks, and the garden is damaged. It's, therefore, ein yochel afke, it's too late to remove your ownership. You own something that's already damaged. Once you own something that's already damaged, you have to rectify the damage. That, nope. I need clarity first with four questions. Therefore, when the wall fell and damaged, I was the owner. So therefore, my wall damaged you. I have to take it out. Does it help now to make it myself ownerless? It's already after the fact. You can't make yourself no longer responsible after the fact. The case of Rishus Rabin, it didn't yet damage anybody when it broke. It has potential damage. There I can remove my responsibility. And we're not going to analyze that case of the Rishus Rabin, because that's out of our sugya at the moment. That was when we did Hilchos Masi. Fine. But that's the setup. He's saying, removing your ownership after it's already damaged is too late. And that's the case of the wall. So therefore, we don't believe his time. Don't take it. Don't allow his time to work halakhic, because it doesn't. It's too late. Now, I have now one question I'm going to ask you. And I'm going to have a question to ask you. And then you can think, and other people can ask questions at the time when other people think, if they don't want to think themselves. The following question is like this. Number 7. On my plate, in the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down the Shulchan Aruch, it says words which are a bit different from what we understood. He says like this, Mi shayakosu somach leginas chaber, somebody who has a wall next to somebody's garden, fenokol, and it falls, kofin osa lifonis ovonu. You have, we force him, the basin forced him to take out his stones. And he said, well, you take them out because they're no longer mine, they're yours. Ain't showing that we don't listen to him. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying a specific case, which is the same as the Gemara, but when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, everyone has questions in this. There's one word in that Shulchan Aruch that everyone's bothered by. That is? No. No. The word is, I don't expect you to know this, is ginos. When you have a wall next to somebody's garden. Why are you talking about a wall next to somebody's garden? Just say a wall next to somebody's chotzer. Why are you saying garden and not chotzer?
Wasn't that the Gemara's case?
Fine, that's the Gemara can say what he likes, because that's the Gemara's case. But the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, he should say a halacha. Halacha is, you have a wall next to somebody's property, whether it's a gina, chotzer, it doesn't matter, falls in, you are now responsible. Why is he stressing gina? What happened to chotzer?
And with those rocks, he's now preventing the losing, and it's similar to the case of going...
Ah, very good. You're an excellent student.
Now you're embarrassed.
I also wanted to suggest that the Chutz, saying the Chutz here is more similar to the Shisharabim case, that it's potential damage.
Why?
Because I'm not using the backyard right now. I might want to go run around in the backyard later.
And what's the difference between the hot and the ginner?
It's direct damage. I'm damaging right now.
Why? Why are you damaging right now?
On the plants.
No, the damage is in the awful as well. I can't plant in the future.
But it's the same thing. It's immediate damage. Is that a direct ginner?
Very good. Everyone's suggesting the same answer. Look at the Gedule Shmuel.
Who is the Gedule Shmuel?
Oh, Gedule Shmuel. Okay, we'll explain his history afterwards. Says the Gedule Shmuel, I'll explain it very well. That the Shulchan says garden and not courtyard. So Hosan Kaba'ama Domi to Nasabosh Yok Akat Laziku. The Sumahani Hafka, because the courtyard is like the case of the barrel in the Rishus HaRabim that has future damage. And if it's future damage, it taka helps to say hefker. And therefore, the only case where you're mechuyev to move the wall, if it's next to the gina where it's present damage. Why is a gina present damage and courtyards is only future damage? As was already said, is that gina, what's the job of the gina? It's to plant and to grow in it. Therefore, as soon as it falls in, you're taking away its name. It's called a gina. A gina that can't plant is not called a gina. You've damaged it already. You've destroyed its name by a wall falling in. A chotz, a courtyard, is not meant for planting. It's meant for where your personal use in that courtyard.
So
therefore when a few stones fall in a particular area of the courtyard, not the whole courtyard, a particular area of the courtyard, what's it doing? It's not, let's say, taking the name of the courtyard off. It's still courtyard. It's not courtyard, which I can use still most of the courtyard I can use. This area is, if I want to use it, at that stage it will be annoying. But the courtyard name is still there. A ginner, which has one spot which can't plant, is now you've destroyed its name, ginner, in respect. Every area of the ginner needs to be planted.
It's not true.
Not talking about your garden.
I don't have a garden. I have the chutz there. And if the stone's there, you wouldn't even notice it.
Exactly. Ginner means every corner, every section of ginner is omed for zaria to plant. And now you've taken away a portion where it can't. So it's lost its gina status in respect to that.
So what do I care about the name? The damage is the same, whether it's like gina or
there. What's a future damage?
So
let me explain. If you look at future, I'm not yet using my chotzer yet. So therefore, if the stones fall in, at least it's not damaging. In 10 minutes, it'll damage. Because when I want to use it, it will damage. At the moment, it's not actually damaged, it will damage. Okay, so then you can muff it. So therefore, why don't we say the same thing with the ginner? You're not yet using the ginner. The answer is, you are using the ginner now, because the ginner is supposed to be omed for zaria. Even now it's omed zaria, and it's now taken away that potential. Potential means it's lost its name now.
So I shouldn't take my garbage out to the street, I should just throw it in the neighbors and after it.
No, because it's only if it fell machmas onus that they weren't forgetting. The wall wasn't my fault. It fell. I'm talking about our case of the trip. Okay. Now.
Wait a minute. Who is the Gedulei Shmuel?
No, I'm not going to say now. I'll tell you afterwards. Not in the relevant sense.
Okay.
Now, let's get back to our both cases at once. Both cases at once. Okay. The tree with the snow on. Yeah? Is that like the case of the gina, or is that like the case of the chotzer? Are you going to be chayv to remove it, or you're not going to be chayv to remove that tree that's fallen into the person's...
Well, did it fall into his gina or chotzer?
Depends what you answer, not the rush.
Okay, so first look, there's a few looks in it. First look is according to the first Teretz of Tosfos Harash that says you're not believed.
He definitely wants to be
mafkid. We're not believed. So does he want to be mafkid this tree? For sure, therefore it should work. Now according to the second Teretz, it doesn't work if you're ready damaged. Now has he ready damaged it?
That's not clear.
That depends on the gina.
Is it gina? Is it
chotzer? It's a big
tree. Yeah, it's a big tree. No. Is it gina? Is it chotzer?
It could be more important than a small spot.
No, the snow. Heavy snow.
The big tree, and he was worn. It's not even onus.
Ah. So he said maybe if it just fell in the middle of the night without any warning, there'd be something to talk about to say afterwards, I haven't yet damaged you, it's potential damage, maybe it's like a chotzer. And maybe I can release my ownership and I don't have to do anything. But since I warned you beforehand, you can't claim that you're an onus.
But where's the damage?
You can't claim your ownness. You can't be mafkir a bar after the bar was created through your negligence. Yeah, so therefore, doesn't matter. There's potential damage because I have to use that area at some stage and therefore you have to remove it. Is enough. Okay, so therefore, in the tree case, because I gave the warning, you're off the hook. That you're not off the hook, you have to remove the tree. No, the only way it's machmas onus. Yes, yeah, there's only a sad if it's onus. Now, what do I want to use this in respect to our first case, our main case? The case of the machsan. Yeah, what are we going to use? Don't speak like that. You're thinking too specific. Think global. Why? Yeah. You brought it up. Let's think. Let's repeat the case. Reuven rented out his apartment to Shimon with a warning. Don't use my machsan. And he did. And I, the owner Reuven, not I, Reuven, took it out in the street without warning the owner and he got damaged. And we said, is he chayav or not chayav? Can he do it or not? So he said, the Taz says, of course he can do it. But we said, Taz has a problem. Where is he taking the chair away? So at that stage you're saying maybe, and also Ramah seems to say, that you have to always give a warning. So, after learning this, what the Chiddush we learned from this tree case, this wall case, what's it relevant to our Nachsan case? We're talking about Reuven removing the stuff from the machsan. Was he under, had rights or didn't have rights to do that without warning?
There was only potential damage in this.
Why? I
need it now.
Right now he needed the space for his wife. He was being damaged immediately, right now.
When you put it in the machsan.
But he wasn't masking the stuff in the machsan. Still is.
The question I know is what happens after you put it in the street? Is he chayav or not chayav?
Says.
So since when you put it in the street is a definite nazik, so you should be chayav.
Okay. So says the Chavis Yoy. He says, I've got a different answer from the Taz's answer. The Taz says, the Rosh says, you have to give a warning. How does that fit with the case of the cousin of Yain and Shemin, which you're allowed to smash going in and out without warning? That was the question. Taz gave his answer, Chavis Yoy's got a different answer. Let's look at the Chavis Yoy's answer. Ain, number 9. Ain Lid Musa. You can't compare the case of the Rosh to the case of the Gemara of filling up the Moli, Yain and Kadi Yain. The Kaimon, Long Karab Nachman, the Soy Ovid in Ishin Afshe. In the case of the Gemara, we're going with Nachman. You can take the law into your own hands. Hossam Mori Shemamale Chotzer Chaver Kadim. Because there, your Chotzer is totally and utterly chock a block with. You can't get out and in. You can't get out and in. It's totally chock a block. It's impossible to go unless you remove them. You're not mechuyev to remove them because it's ticha, and therefore you're allowed to break them. But if you don't fill up the chotza, you just have one section of the chotza that it's faced, then you're not allowed to break them out, and that's what the Rosh is talking about. The Rosh is talking about when somebody brought payers into your house without permission, says the Rosh, you have to warn the owner before you take them out. Aye, that doesn't fit with the Gemara. It does, because the Gemara is talking about where there's no way of me using this kotze at all, because you filled it up totally. In the case of the payers, you did not fill up totally. You just put it in one spot. If you put it in one spot, you have to give a warning. If you fill it up totally, you do not need to give a warning. Why? Because of this same logic of saying, when you fill it up totally, what is he done?
You can't use it.
What's he done by filling up totally? He's mazik my. I don't have now a chotzer. I do not have a chotzer. You don't have a chotzer. You damaged me. Okay, you're out. But if you put the fruit in one spot in the chotzer, have you damaged the chotzer?
No,
It's potential damage, future damage. I wouldn't want to use that particular area, but you haven't damaged the chotzer. There, it's not as bad, and there the Rosh says you have to give a warning. That's not as bad. You're going to go according to the Rosh. Mimela. That's my next question. I want to give everyone a chance to think.
Everybody.
Mimela. Let me give everyone a chance to think. Okay. Our case of the Mahsan. Is it like the case of the Gemara of Mole, Kadi Yain, Kadi Shemen, where even the Rosh would agree you're allowed to take the Lord in your hand and remove it without a warning? Or is it like the case of the Rosh himself, where you brought the parents into the house, where you're not allowed to remove the parents unless you warn? Which case does our case category fit in, where the Rosh would agree or the Rosh would have arguments? So we'll go around the table. Martin says it's like Mole. Okay, you don't need to.
I say that it depends on how much stuff.
I'll get to you.
Depends how full the Mahsan is. It's only partially full.
Not Tony on that. The Lomdus is that at the time he put it there, was he doing a direct damage or was he doing a potential damage? A direct damage, I can take the law in my hand without warning. A potential damage, I can't, I have to give a warning. Is this a direct damage, or is this
still
a potential damage?
There's still room to sleep in the Mahsan, despite his little corner, his stuff is far enough, that's indirect damage. But if the Mahsan is full, and I can't walk in, that's direct damage.
He doesn't need the Mahsan except for his relative to sleep there.
He's a bear for a bit.
No, Shmuel, what do you say?
On the other hand,
you
need sleep,
you
need space.
Mahsan's probably
tight altogether, so it's not.
So Shmuel's not sure.
Matis
is sure. What does Dan say?
He has to take the stuff out of the Mahsan anyway.
Who?
He has to get the stuff out of the Mahsan.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
yes.
What gives him away too?
Well, but I'm not going to sell them and put them in a safe place. I just want to put them in the street. I'm allowed to do that, even in the Rosh would allow you to do that, if it's like Mole Kadiyah in Kadi Shemin, that you see the direct damage. But if it's just a potential damage, then it's not as bad, and I can't take the long
term. Potential damage when you put it in.
But Dan said you can't do that.
That's the same thing with the Kadiyah and Kadi Shemin.
Mole, Eric. Just the concept, nothing to the tree. Just the concept, there's something called direct damage and something called potential damage. That's the concept we're taking from the tree. So which is it like? Direct damage. Now, when the big hitter is at the last.
He's the big hitter.
Okay.
I'm not sure I understood the question, but what the person here is like this. This Mahsan, we're talking about the Mahsan here.
Yes.
And he probably gets a message, his family from England is coming.
California.
And he has no right to use it. On the other hand, here at the door, they're ringing the bell, we're here! He has no choice.
Choice? He's got choice. Just they have to revolt Techa.
It's about Shabbos coming in.
No, not Shabbos coming. Why are you talking about two mitzvot Shabbos? You added things to the case which wasn't applicable. Don't make up a story. Okay. Well, I'm not going to fall for your trickery. Now, therefore, the point, of course, I think some of you have chatz and some of you haven't chatz. So therefore, I'm going to repeat. We want to know, at the time he did the naughty action of filling up the Mahsan, what...
Emptying it.
No, I was talking about the original guy, the original person who put the item in. The item within the Mahsan was illegal, against the contract, against the agreement, yes?
He took it out for his family.
Reuven, who was the renter, who filled up the Mahsan illegally,
oh.
Yes? That stage, what did he do? a direct damage or potential damage? If it's direct damage, then you... If it's direct damage, then you can get him out without warning. If it's potential damage, you need to warn it. Is it direct or is it potential? What's the definition of direct and potential? What's the definition of direct or potential? Yes! Correct!
That doesn't say it depends how much.
Yes! So therefore it's direct damage. Direct damage, because even though he only needs it in 6 months' time, yeah, fine, but at the time you took the chotzer name away. That's direct damage. It's direct damage. You're such an act of direct damage. An act of direct damage, even the Rosh agrees to the Rabban. That's like the case of the Gemara of the husband and wife. That's an evil act which deserves that you don't get a warning, even according to the Rosh. And therefore, the Kula Alma, in such a case, he is potter from damage, but there's always, as the Rambam says, middas chasidus. Don't forget this. Middas chasidus, that even though you have the legal right to do Ovid Inish Nafshe and put it in the street and not be chayv, but middas chasidus is to still inform the owner before you do that.
Yeah, but according to the Gemara and Baba Mitzi, he even has the right to charge you for getting
now,
the stuff.
You can relate this, I'm not going to discuss this, Shaila, you can now relate this to the time of year when everyone wants to do Pesach cleaning. And in the building, in the middle of the corridor, there's all stuff filled up over there that apparently doesn't belong to anybody in the building. How did it get there? No one knows. And now what do you want to do with it? You just want to put it into the chotzer. Please discuss this on Shabbos and decide what the halacha is under those circumstances. Have a good Shabbos.
In the Machzan case, we just put a small can of paint in the corner of the Machzan. Is that still considered?
No.